taking the test was also like a challenge for me because I never tried to do the parallel parking, a three-point turn, or those kind of things. Most of my driving experience is based here in the United States.
Welcome to Nursing in America, where nurses share real stories of building new lives in the U.S. with practical tips to help you thrive. Today's topic is transportation in the USA, an essential part of settling into your new life. From driver's licenses to car loans, insurance, and public transit, we'll cover it all with our expert panel. Let's meet our three guests. We'll start with our experts, Nicole and Jason.
My name is Nicole Dean. I work as a business relations officer at Infantil. So I do work with a lot of companies that have nurses come over and help them get set up with different products like auto loans and credit card products.
My name is James Krolder. I'm the director of International Auto Source. International Auto Source has been helping the nursing community relocating to the U.S. for over 15 years. Helping them with purchasing a vehicle, financing, helping them get their driver's license, vehicle registration, auto insurance, the whole kit and caboodle of buying a vehicle. And we've learned a lot of things together about buying cars in the United States. And we're happy to see all of you candidates that are moving here, and we're excited to help you.
Nurse Juan is also joining the conversation. He immigrated to the U.S. as a nurse from the Philippines and is now an influencer of international nurses.
Hi, my name is Nurse Juan. I'm a YouTube content creator focusing on immigrants coming to the United States. Like, I'm sharing some of the important things you can do when you arrive here, mostly based on my experience.
The U.S. is big and spread out. Public transportation isn't as common as in other countries, which can be surprising to new immigrants.
I'm from Kentucky, in the state of Kentucky, and I was deployed in eastern part of Kentucky. When I arrived here, that's one of the most difficult part for me because there was no public transportation. So I had to get by through having connections with some of our Filipino colleagues who went ahead of us. So they were really a big help for us. Even with having them around, we also still had a hard time because it was really hard to get them to help us because they also have their own like work and lifestyle. So it's not easy to be in a place wherein there's no public transportation.
I live in Houston, Texas, and there is quite a bit of public transportation in the city, just like with James. I live close to downtown, so of course there is, buses. We do have a light rail system going straight to the hospital network. But if you live in those suburbs, you definitely need a car because the buses are limited. You know, being in Texas, everything is very spread out. So the buses in the suburbs, very non-existent. We are lucky to have Uber and Lyft, which is very affordable because of the low demand and the high amount of drivers. So it is more affordable than some of the other cities that I've seen. However, if you don't live directly downtown or in the Heights area of Houston, Texas, you really do need a car. And it's going to be a little bit difficult to get around if you are in the suburbs. And if you do live in the city, it is way more expensive. So we see a lot of people moving to the suburbs and they do need their cars to get around.
James explains that larger cities have more public transportation, but overall in the USA, cars rule the road.
I live in Long Island in New York. It's actually Seaford, Long Island. So it's a lot of confusion or a lot of misconception about where I live is that I'm in New York. So you would assume that automatically we have public transportation. And that's really limited to New York City. So New York City has the subways and the trains and the cab and buses and everything readily available to you. A little bit more on the outskirts of New York City. So I'm out in maybe about 20, 30 minutes away. So in the suburbs and very, very limited public transportation. You need your own vehicle to just do the simple things like go to the grocery store or drive your children to school. It's not something that you can necessarily just jump on the train or jump on the subway or even call an Uber, unfortunately. But really what it comes down to is the fact that it's having that own personal vehicle is definitely required in some areas like mine, especially because just that simple ride to go get groceries. You're not able to really walk there. You're not able to take the train or take the bus. You need that public transportation to get there. So I'm in the outskirts of NYC.
Getting around in the U.S. isn't just about cars and buses. It's about freedom and opportunity. If you're a healthcare worker dreaming of starting your journey in America, Visit amnhealthcare.com/international to learn more and apply today. Nurse Juan talks about his driving history and challenges when arriving in the U.S.
Ever since I was young, like I think I started 16, I was already driving, but never four-wheel drive. I only own a motorcycle back home. So for the four-wheel drive, I think I only have like maybe maximum of 30 days experience for driving behind the wheels. It was quite challenging for me when I arrived here because I really don't know much about driving. Like I haven't gone speed faster than 30 miles per hour back home. So I was really a novice back then. And taking the test for me for the license was also like a challenge for me because I never tried to do like the parallel parking or three-point turn or those kind of things. The traffic is not as bad, particularly in Kentucky. So it's easier for me to learn how to drive here. So most of my driving experience is based here in the United States.
James offers advice for nurses without driving skills.
Well, the first thing that we would suggest is that even though you don't have the driving skills or you haven't necessarily had the opportunity to learn how to drive, we would suggest that when you first arrive here in the United States, obviously it's going to be slightly self-fulfilling. International Auto Source does offer driving lessons. So wherever you are and your local, wherever you're relocating to, we can assist you with that. But I would suggest going for driving lessons. First, what you're going to do is have to go for a five-hour driving course where you kind of watch videos and learn about the rules of the road and what the signs mean. And then from there, you would take some lessons where you get the opportunity to kind of get behind the wheel and have that opportunity to really drive and get the feel for the vehicle. And as Nurse Juan mentioned, you know, you won't necessarily be thrown right out into the highways or right out into traffic. You'll start off very slow in a parking lot and then work your way out into the local streets where there's not many cars driving around. It's very similar to probably what Nicole and I learned. We went through a driving course. As far as the driving lessons where, you know, we'd watch videos, we learned, we saw our parents, you know, but at the same time, when we started to first drive out there, it's very slow. We go just onto the normal, you know, regular streets, local streets, and then we work our way onto the highways and the expressways. I can remember just the very first day I had my license, I wanted to go drive out on the expressways. And my father was like, no, it doesn't work that way. It's a work in progress. And you take your time and you learn and you do it based on how you feel comfortable driving.
Nurse Juan explains how licensing requirements vary by state.
It really depends on the state and the county where you're getting your license. Like for me, it was easy enough because basically you just need to take a test, a written test. So you have to study for that. And the PDF or the manual for the test, you can download from any of the DMV websites. Then for the test, it's quite easy because they will give you a map of what to do and how to practice so you can prepare ahead. For new immigrants, they really need you to have your social security number. Then they need you to have like a permanent address. You can't use the hotel address. Luckily for me, I only had to take the written test. And after that, I don't have to take the driving test anymore because I have my LTO or my Philippine license and international driver's license.
Nicole explains how a driver's license can help you to get an auto loan.
An international driver's license will also help you in the loan process with Advantial. We recognize the international driver's license as a driver's license, so you're able to get that loan. As far as the auto loan goes with Advantial, we do have a $30,000 cap. We just increased it because of the climate of today's environment. It's crazy out there with car prices and the competition. So it is $30,000, and we suggest doing as much research as you can to get the best deal because a lot of the cars will be inflated.
James adds details about state differences.
So the best thing about the United States is that it's 50 different countries and then thousands of different counties, to Nurse Juan's point. It all goes down to the local county and the local requirements. Every state is different. Just as a quick example, the state of Florida, you require to have your social security number and an international driver's license, and you can apply for a driver's license. In the state of New York, you have to have 6 points of identification, which includes your United States visa, includes your potentially your passport, an employee ID card, a checking account with your name on it, which is confirming your permanent address, as Nurse Juan mentioned. So every state has different rules, but every state does look for the international driver's license. That will help speed up the process. Now, some states, and again, it really goes down to the local level, some states will allow you to not have to take the driver's test, to the actual driving, physical driving test, if you have a driver's license from your home country and an international driver's license. All states will require you to take the written test, and then most states will require you to take the road test. And that's where it's, you know, helpful for you to have those driving lessons. The driving lessons, they not only will they help you learn the rules of the road, learn to parallel park, which I can promise you parallel parking, I did on my road test almost 28 years ago, and I probably would never parallel park again. But I just had to do that one time to pass the test. So they'll help you with all of those things. But in addition, they'll provide the car for you to be able to take the road test at that time, should there be any issues with you not having any transportation for that. But going back to the original point, the international driver's license is something I would always suggest obtaining before you leave your home country, which is basically just a translated version of your home country driver's license.
Nurse Juan shares some experience on how the car registration can affect to get fair insurance prices.
It was quite a challenging experience for me because if you don't have a DMV license, car insurance will definitely charge you a lot. Like for me, I tried with Geico and Progressive online. They were quoting me like $450 or $470 per month. So that was super expensive. And when I tried to go to nearby like physical offices for different insurance companies, they say I don't qualify because I don't have a DMV or I don't have the social security number yet. So they didn't want to entertain me. So I only had an option for Geico, which was cheaper, like $450. You need your car insurance before you'll be able to drive your car out of the car dealership. I really suggest is try to focus on getting your DMV license as fast as you can.
Transportation in the U.S. can be one of the biggest adjustments for international nurses. Whether it's learning to drive, buying a car, or navigating public transit, preparation is key. That's Nursing in America. These nurses turn dreams into reality through courage and heart. You can too. Take that leap, embrace the journey, and build your future in America. Until next time, keep moving onwards and upwards.